Kathleen stood at her shop window, watching the bus pull away. The music playing in her general store that morning was the more sedate kind provided by RTE Radio 2. Kathleen kept the radio switched on because, as she had told her customers over the years, it was congenial company when she was there on her own. It had been observed by Brendan Kearney that the congenial company had never produced any noticeable brightening effect on Kathleen, who would still sooner think badly of people than look for the good in them. Kathleen had just turned up the volume a fraction to counteract the rattle from a refrigerator when Pori came in and asked for 20 cigarettes. She put them on the counter. "That's £2.75, please," she said.
"Jesus, Kathleen."
He gave her a fiver.
"You could be arrested for that."
"Don't blame me for your vices, Pori O'Kelly." Kathleen got his change. She came back from the till with a censorious frown. Porrick followed her line of vision and saw Kathleen's 17-year-old nephew, Daniel, packing cartons into the cool display. "Will you hurry up and get that milk in there before the sell-by date?"
"Yes, Auntie."
"Don't you know sloth is a sin?" Daniel had an expressive, instantly likable face. He looked at Porrick with only a trace of a smile.
"I thought it was a hairy mammal."